Bonjour, guten Tag, buenos dias. This is Sandra Tsinglow with the lowdown on science saying, learning a second language is daunting. All those new words, new rules, grr. What if there was a language everyone could understand? Samuel Mayer from Harvard University wondered, could music be that universal language? His international team of researchers collected hundreds of song recordings from 60 traditional societies around the world. For example, North American Hopi and the Chukchi of northern Russia. Mayer and his team studied lullabies, love, dance, and healing songs. Results? The researchers found remarkable similarities in songs across cultures. They discovered that the acoustic features of each song depended on its social function. Dance songs are fast and rhythmic, lullabies, slow and gentle. Mayer found this to be universally consistent all around the world. We can't always understand a foreign language, but everybody gets a sad song. The researchers believe this means music really is the ultimate language. So, don't like foreign movies with subtitles? I recommend Bollywood musicals.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.